Welcome to the Thurfield Chapel Sermon Podcast.
Please do take a seat. We are going to have a look at a passage from the book of Acts this morning. If you do have a church Bible with you and you're following along, that's on page 1109. It's also going to come up on the screen behind me. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 17. In Lystra, there sat a man who was lame. He'd been that way from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates, because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human, like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from those worthless things to the living God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." So it's a bit of an unusual passage maybe to have for our harvest reading. We're going to dig in a little deeper and consider something of the message of harvest from this passage. Because what is harvest about? Now, harvest is a time where we give thanks for the food that we've been given. And sometimes it can feel like just saying a quick thank you and then moving on with life. Now, a bit like some of you may have this experience, some of you may still have it, when you're a child and you have to write those thank you letters after birthdays and Christmas, and you just want to get on and play or go out with your mates. But you have to do this thank you thing. So you say your thank you and then you move on. But our Bible reading this morning tells us, encourages us to stop, to ponder, to reflect on harvest. Because there's a message in harvest. Harvest tells us that something, and harvest is less our thank you letter to God and more his love letter to us. So we're going to think about that this morning. And I'm going to need some help in a moment. But have a look again at verse 17. "He has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." That lesson from harvest, in many ways, that's kind of what Paul was pleading with the people of Lystra to do, to think about that message of harvest. They're holding on to this wrong idea of God and holding on to these worthless things, a bit like Zoe was holding on to that penny. And that tension sometimes of, yeah, do I keep holding on to this or should I let go of it? Paul calls the people in Lystra to let go of those worthless things and turn to the living God, to think carefully about that message of harvest and what that message means. And when we think about harvest, the harvest is God giving good things. Verse 17 again, he's not left himself without testimony. Harvest tells us something about what God is like. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. And if we stop and we think carefully about harvest, rather than it just being something that we need to say thank you for and then move on to, harvest shows us that God is not out to rob and to steal, but God is one who gives, who delights to give and to give what is good. And we're just going to spend a few moments reflecting on that, that message of harvest and how it ties in with the message of Jesus. What does it have to say to us today? That all is not lost. There's a message that we see in Acts 14. All is not lost. And maybe sitting here this morning, you found it hard. You found it difficult to sing the words of that last song. All my life you have been faithful. You've been so, so good. And that doesn't feel like your story. Now, life has felt hard. You felt abandoned. You felt like God has forgotten you. Now, all is not lost. The world we live in is broken. And the Bible gives a reason, it gives an explanation for that. We live in a broken world. Things sometimes seem to be getting worse every day. But even then, the message of Jesus is that all is not lost, because Jesus came to heal and to restore and to give fullness of life. And in Acts 14, we read of the Apostle Paul, who goes out proclaiming this message now, which has come to us in the 21st century, from those humble origins back in the first century, this message about Jesus. And the power of God and the heart of God is demonstrated in this healing of the lame man. But then the people misinterpret it. They misunderstand what is happening. They have completely the wrong idea of God. And they start bringing in these bulls, these sacrifices, making these gifts, because that is what you need to do. Now, you need to keep God happy. You need to keep him at a distance. You need to keep him off your back, because God is one who comes in and he demands things and he takes things and he robs and he steals and is going to take away that thing that you love. And here in Acts 14, we're told that that is just completely the wrong view of reality. Verse 15, there up on the screen. Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. And we are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And this call to turn from these false views of God, to turn from these worthless things that can't give life, and to turn to the living God who gives, who delights to give what is good. Now, sometimes we won't turn to God because, you know, we're holding tightly onto something, this thing, this treasure, and we won't let it go because my life is found here, my security is found here, so I'm going to hold on to this, and God, you won't take it from me. And we can end up holding on to these worthless things. But the message of Jesus is one of good news, that God is not one who robs and steals, but he is the one who gives, and he gives what is good. His desire is to give what is good. The fullness of life that he brings. The reason the world is in the mess that it is because we turn from God to hold on to those worthless things. But God really entered into this world, and not to receive praise and to be showered with gifts, as the people of Lystra thought, when they thought that these men before them was God in human form. God really entered into this world as the historical person, Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. If you want to know what God is like, you look at Jesus Christ. And Jesus dying on the cross is the most divine thing you will ever see. That is what God is like. The one who came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many, to pay that necessary cost to bring us back to God, to free us from the lifeless things that we hold on to, in order that we might have fullness of life in him. And so the question for us this morning is, what are you holding on to? What are you clinging on to this morning? Is there something that you are holding on to that is keeping you from turning to the living God? Thinking that he's only come to rob and to steal and to take this from me, and I need this, and I can't dare turn to him because I'm going to lose so much. I'm going to be impoverished if I do. What is it that is keeping you from turning to him? Maybe it's your career, your reputation. Maybe it's a relationship, a life decision, or just a general sense of comfort. Well, the message of harvest, the message of Jesus is that we don't need to fear turning to God. Jesus didn't come to rob and to steal, but to give. And to give forgiveness and restoration and fullness of life, to give more than we deserve, more than we would ever dare dream. And so this harvest reflects on that message of harvest. Reflect on the message of Jesus. Turn to the living God. He's not one we need to run and hide from. He's one we are to turn to because he delights to give what is good. Let's pray. Father, you know our hearts. You know our experiences. You are not a God who is distant and ignorant. Lord, you know who we gathered here this morning. And whether we are seeking to follow Christ or whether we've had no interest in that, Lord, there are times there are things that we hold on to. Or that we treasure because we have a wrong view of you, or thinking that you are out for harm. Father, I pray that you would not open our eyes afresh this morning, that all here gathered in this building, that all who hear this message, Lord, would see you for who you are, that revelation of Jesus Christ would be clear, that you are not a God who takes, who robs, who steals. And then when you call us to let go of things, you call us to let go of those worthless things that we are looking for to give us life, that have no power to bring us life, but bind us to death. See that we have nothing to fear in turning to you. So Lord, would you work among us? Lord, even now, we have not gathered here this morning to have just a nice time and a nice meeting, Lord. Unless you are working in and among us, then it is a waste of our time really being here. Open eyes, change lives, Lord, heal hearts. Lord, turn us to you, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or would like prayer relating to anything you've just heard, then please do get in touch. We would love to hear from you. You can do so by emailing us using hello@thurfieldchapel.org or fill in the contact form on our website or send us a message on social media. Thank you again, and please do join us next week online or in Thurfield itself at one of our services or events. We would be delighted to welcome you. God bless.